But let's go back in time now, shall we? To another troubled time and our emergence from it. This May, it will be 75 years since the end of World War II and the VE Day celebrations. Here's how that day was marked in our region.
In Norfolk and Suffolk, we're often described as being a reserved lot, taking life in its stride and just getting on with it. But on May the 8th in 1945, and for a while afterwards, all that changed. As news broke of our victory in the Second World War in Europe, people of all ages and walks of life across our two counties emerged. Was it really true? Was the war over? What next? In Norfolk and Suffolk, the early morning buses were packed with people on their way to work who were desperate to know the latest news. There were queues at the newsagents and crowds sat around radios. Yes, the war in Europe was finally over after almost 6 years of bloodshed and misery. No work, no school. This was a day to celebrate as the people came out onto the streets. In Norwich, Ipswich, and in our market towns, seaside communities which had been out of bounds, and across the villages, the worries of war turned to smiles of peace. Lives had changed beyond belief and would never be the same again. Hundreds of people, from pensioners to toddlers, had died in savage bombing raids. Men were still away fighting, and for those in the Japanese jungle slave camps, the war would not be over for another 3 months. But May the 8th, 1945, was the day to celebrate. It was as if a black and white world had turned into a blaze of colour. From somewhere, people found bunting and union flags and started putting them up on businesses and homes all over Norfolk and Suffolk. In Norwich, at 9 a.m, 1,000 servicemen attended a drumhead service at Britannia Barracks and were given the rest of the day off. Across the two counties, hundreds of GIs left their bases to join in the celebrations, and in our churches, members of the clergy quickly arranged special services to give thanks for peace, and the bells of peace rang out as grown men were reported to be crying with sheer delight. Loudspeaker systems were set in public places so people could listen to speeches by the King and the Prime Minister Winston Churchill. As day turned into night, the celebrations got bigger and louder, with people dancing in the streets. There were huge crowds in Norwich and Ipswich. This was reported to be a blaze of colour. A Thanksgiving service at Beccles Parish Church, which seats more than 1,400, was attended by the largest congregation in living memory, while hundreds more listened to the service being relayed by loudspeakers. At Lowestoft, the crowds packed the streets, and a special service for naval men was held at the docks where craft had been dressed for celebrations. The seaside was once again opened to the public. Pleasure boats would return to the Broads, and children were seen to be flying kites which had been banned during the war. As darkness fell on this glorious day of relief, American Liberators and RAF Mosquitoes dropped coloured flares over our counties. On the ground, the people were singing and doing the conga, grabbing hold of each other's waists to dance through the streets. Our towns and villages and city had never seen the like before, and the high spirits continued in the weeks to come with big formal victory celebrations and street parties. In Europe, our men were being released from the prisoner of war camps. The Nazi was on his knees at last. One former desert rat, Arthur Medler, told me years ago how he was a prisoner of war in Czechoslovakia when VE Day arrived, and he was one of the last to be liberated. He marched with the others to join the US forces in Eger, Hungary, and then German territory. The Americans gave us much food to eat. I was very sick. I wasn't used to it. We were then told by the Americans to take all the German transport, make our way to their airfield, and take no nonsense from anyone, he said. Times had changed. Another soldier, Dusty Miller, who was in Brussels at the time, added, "Returning to my base in the early hours, I remember Vera Lynn was singing We'll Meet Again on the radio, and it was then that tears filled my eyes." VE Day. I remember it well.
Some sunny day.